First, we want to accept the minutes from the following meetings. Our organizational meeting on the 3rd, our monthly board meeting on the 3rd, our department head meeting on the 5th. And we had a government operations meeting, a public hearing, and a committee meeting on the 18th. A motion to accept the minutes?
Motion.
Motion for Mr. McCullough, second?
Second.
Second for Mr. Antonelli, all in favor?
Aye.
Minutes are accepted. Resolutions. We have, our first resolution is authorizing me to sign an agreement with the Greene County Department of Human Services. And this is for our, thank you, our Meals on Wheels. So this is the agreement that we entered with Washington Irving Senior Center. The town has reviewed the rental agreement, stated the monthly rent will be $1,200. County has agreed to the terms and conditions of the said agreement. So I need a motion to authorize my signature on the rental agreement. Motion from?
I'll make the motion.
Motion from Mr. Giordano, and a second from Mr. Glassberg. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Nay. This is passed. And I'll sign that when we are completed. The maintenance agreement. The heating, what's B stand for?
Heating ventilation.
Okay. Right. With Huber Enterprises, and this provides our maintenance for Town Hall, Senior Center, and the ambulance buildings. This was the one that we've been talking about. Now we officially are going to approve this agreement, not to exceed $4,185, and this will include all our preventive maintenance. Entertain a motion?
Motion.
Motion for Mr. McCullough. Need a second?
Second.
Second for Mr. Glassberg. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Resolution is carried. Security certificate renewal. This is for our town's web-based security for remote services, and upon the recommendation of Web Jarter, our IT team has submitted a quote to renew the certificate. They recommend that we do it with a 3-year renewal as opposed to a 1-year, so we're not constantly worrying about it lapsing. That's an amount of $539.97, which is within our budget on our IT line. Motion?
Make the motion.
Mr. Giordano, second?
Second.
Mr. McCullough, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. I'll sign that for the renewal. And Patrick, I'm going to let you walk through. This is the adjustment that you need to make on our staffing for, and this is just to make sure that the lines are on the right budget.
Yep. So whereas the following budget amendments need to be made in the following account: A fund, full-time paramedic number 7, $38,564. Full-time paramedic number 8, $38,564, for a total of $77,128. So therefore, we, the town of Catskill, hereby approve the following transfer from the below accounts. Full-time EMT number 7, $30,794. Full-time AEMT number 2, $32,779. Full-time paramedic, $7,770. AEMT part-time, $5,785, for a total of $77,128. We're just moving money from one account to the other account to pay for the full-time paramedics.
Right. So it reflects
it's not an increase, it's not a decrease.
Staff, right. It just puts the money on the right lines for the bodies that we have. Thanks.
I make a motion.
Motion for Mr. Giordano. Second?
Second.
Second for Mr. Glassberg. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion is carried, and we just need to let Kirsten know when she'll make those adjustments tomorrow. And the final resolution is our retirement, Town of Catskill Standard Workday and Reporting Resolution. Be it resolved that the Town of Catskill hereby establishes the following as standard work days for elected officials and will report the following days worked to the New York State Retirement and Local Employees Retirement System based on the record of activities maintained and submitted by these officials to the clerk of this body. So we have our town clerk, our receiver of tax, our superintendent of highways, and one of our councilmen who are participating in the tracking of this information so that it can be submitted. And then we, Elizabeth has to, once we certify this or pass the resolution, then Elizabeth has to submit it. And we are on a timeline, correct, Elizabeth?
Right, we have asked to be posted for 30 days before we can submit it to retirement.
Okay. So this begins that process. I further certify the size of the board, five members, and that we were all here. And I will need a motion to accept our standard workday and reporting and the resolution that accompanies it.
How much?
Motion for Mr. Vosburgh, second for Mr. Giordano. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. We will post this for the 30 days required, and then we will submit it to the New York State Retirement System. That was the first thing we learned when we went to Association of Town School a year ago. There was a resolution passed by the county regarding obtaining and furnishing of election-related services and materials and charging back that to the towns, just for information and budgeting purposes. And then our correspondence, since our last meeting, we got a note from the Department of Army regarding permit application by the Greene County Highway Department. I think we were just on the CC list regarding their permit application. Virtual Towns and Schools, which is the website management of our website manager of our website, sent us a note recapping their last year and plans for this year. No need to update any of that software or any expense. Village of Catskill officially designated the first parking space in front of Ray's Appliance as a veterans parking space as requested by the town board. So our request was acknowledged, and thank you for pulling that through. We got a memo from Greene County regarding demolition of unsafe building and prior notice protocol. And I think we need to probably share that with LA, didn't we?
Yes.
Okay, good. So it's a standard issue from them, standard information, no changes. Notification of a zoning change in the town of Carroll, that I don't think has any impact on us, right?
No, they just need to tell us because we're coordinating.
Contingent? Okay, got it. And then we received a resignation letter from Roger Moore from the Board of Assessment Review. And we will read a resolution. Or we need to have a resolution accepting his resignation.
I'll make it.
Mr. McCulloch, and a second?
Second.
Second for Mr. Vosburgh. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And that process will go forward, I guess, whoever is soliciting recommendations. Okay. That's it. We have two items that we're going to need to go into executive session on, both personnel related. And we'll probably come out of that, need to pass a resolution, hopefully with a recommendation for a hire. Any public comment or questions from our audience? Yes, sir.
I know that the board was supposed to talk about the solar law.
Uh-huh.
We're going to be, we meaning the planning board, is going to be looking at an application. We haven't actually received it yet, but we believe that we'll receive an application for a solar farm in the Hamilton area off of, I believe it's Bogart Road. And that operation looks like it may be a major, obviously it's a site plan review because it's a major project. But the board has the option to opt out of any real property tax reduction because the law states they can receive a real property tax reduction, or actually real property tax for 15 years, pay no taxes on the project unless the local community opts out. The only one in Greene County that has opted out is the Glenham Gilboa School District. Mm-hmm. They have opted out of that exemption. And it's 100% 15 years, actually until the year 2025. Mm-hmm. And so it has nothing, I mean, our board in our review really would not be even looking at that matter. We would be looking at whether or not the site plan met the criteria for the town comprehensive plan and whether it fits into the community and what impact it may have on that area. But we're talking about a major property increase, a property enhancement. And I would imagine that the board probably is aware of that. I know that you're aware of it, but I'm not sure whether the board can just blanket opt out. If the board opts out, I'm not sure whether those homeowners who have put up a solar system on their property would have to be reassessed for the value of that, for the value of that addition. So I think that if the board does look at that opt-out provision, that it take into account the homeowners who have put up these solar panels, and maybe make a decision as to how big the solar project would be. How can you opt out? I'm not sure whether you have that leeway, and I know that you can also offer a pilot program, which would pay something in lieu of taxes, and so I wanted the board to know that that is coming, and that I don't want I don't want the board to not act before we act, or if we act, that we don't put the board in a position where they have to retroactively do the local law or however they do that. So I just wanted to let the board know that the board has options, and they should be aware of it.
Thank you. We actually had a preliminary discussion with Assessor Higby and with our code enforcement officer regarding this. And were you with the, I think Audrey went to a solar workshop. I don't know if it was.
She may have. I was.
So she went and she actually got two examples of resolutions, to your point, regarding the opt-out, which we had some preliminary discussions about.
Wasn't there two different, like one for residential, one for commercial?
So, exactly. And so she went to this and she found a couple of examples, which I think will be on track with you and
right.
the board.
Right.
This one is actually an example from the town of Roxbury in Delaware County, and where they did choose the opt-out, and they specifically reference commercial solar. They do not point up your issue, which I'll see who Audrey's source was regarding that workshop that she was in, if there was any discussion about the the element of it that you reference in terms of the residences themselves. But I will copy this. My goal was to circulate this to the board and to you for your observations on it, and if we felt that this was the direction we wanted to go, that we would follow the local law exercise timing-wise, and obviously we'll have Clerk Izzo give us that so we understand what we're talking about.
I don't know what the assessed value of the of the solar panels would be. But again, they still need Central Hudson to approve their request. And again, there's lots of unknown with this project. Solar power basically is one piece of it. And then there's another issue which may come up as to clearing of trees. There have been some studies indicating that if there's a major clearing of forest or trees, that may be a basis for not approving the solar project because of the environment. So I just wanted the board to be aware that there may be issues coming up, and just to give you some background.
And while we can be lead on this, I think we also have to include the school and the county based on at least the example that the town of Roxbury has referenced.
I think that the town has its own authority.
Correct.
To opt out. The mm-hmm. county and the school districts would have to do their own.
Oh, interesting, because this resolution includes everybody. So
well,
the pilot anyway.
But I think the law says that the way I read the law is that the county, the town, or the school district, or the village can on its own opt out of the tax exemption.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean that they're not. That would mean that the county, if they don't do anything, that the builder or would be exempt from county taxes,
right,
and school taxes, but only pay town taxes. So I think that you as a municipality have that right to just do it yourself.
Okay. It looks like they prorated 50% to the town, 25% to the county, and 25% to the school.
I don't know either.
I mean, obviously we have to do a little homework on this.
It could be because they may collect taxes for both the county and the school district.
Ah, okay.
So when they did the resolution, their tax collector may say, well, we're the taxing authority.
Well, okay.
So as long as we're the taxing authority, we'll make it for all three.
Okay. So, to your point about the taxing, the host community, the pilot, must not exceed the amount of taxes that the entity would have paid on the new array if there were not tax exemption.
Right, but you don't have to do a pilot.
No, I know that. That's an option for us as a
pilot. That's an option for you.
Yeah. So, this will get circulated to all
Thank
of you. And also, Chairman Izzo, it might help to just stick your head into Audrey's office and...
I've talked to Audrey before, but I'm aware of the issues. I've talked to her, briefly about this issue. But again, the planning board's issues basically
Not
will be site plan and reviews on where the site's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
It really has nothing to do with whether the town does the tax part.
And as part of your site plan, you can require an environmental impact.
Well, that'll be part of
CPA. It depends on a site plan review, especially a use permit, would require an EIS. It would definitely require a small one, not a full blown one. But then it depends on what we find out in the environmental impact statement that they submit. But our special use permit does require an environmental impact statement. So.
Any other questions? Comments? My guess is after we do our due diligence on this, we'll have something to consider at our, hopefully next week's meeting, but if not, we'll push it into the first week of March just for your background. Any other items? Oh, absolutely. Thank you. Any other items from our attendees? All right, then.
Randy from Greene County just reached out to me. Greene County Emergency Services has a little communication issue with Meldon West Camp. They need to put emergency evacuation plans in place for Cementon,
uh-huh.
and they're having a hard time getting information and callbacks from Meldon.
Uh-huh.
So he doesn't want us to do anything yet. He's just putting us on notice that they might need us to get involved.
Okay. We will stand up ready.
And then... The Red Cross notified me today that they're doing March 25th will be the home fire campaign
mm-hmm.
in the village and portions of the town of Casco that's covered by Casco Fire.
Okay.
That's it.
Cool. Any new business? All good? We're going to have snow tomorrow night, so that's the only new business I'm aware of. I will entertain a motion to enter into executive session for the purposes of personnel assessment, and at the close of that, I anticipate that we will come out of that executive session and make a recommendation for pass resolution for hire.
Motion.
Motion for Mr. McCullough.
Second.
To include Clerk
Izzo. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. We will go into executive session. We thank the members of the community for attending, and that will complete our public portion other than coming back out.
Is anybody going to the Association of Towns meeting in March?
Not anyone here, no.
No.
February.
That's coming up another
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I was curious. I may go down on the train for a day,
uh-huh,
just to pick up some credits. But
sure.
Anyway, I wasn't sure if anybody else was going.
Right.
Okay. Right. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you all.